tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing on this awesome Thursday morning. It's awesome. Somebody got to give a big shout out there. It's Thursday. It's awesome. Thursday bring what? Friday. Okay, but we got some big time studies this morning to do. We're having a great time all week, and we just want to take this time out to thank you all for listening. And you make a quality decision to join us every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:15 for one word: make your day count. This is it. You and we so appreciate it that you take the time to join us. And we are here with nothing more than to tell you this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice in it and make your day count. Go ahead, Dad.
Make Your Day Count airs at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE 91.5. So you could invite a friend to join you into listening to the broadcast while we're live on air, also at 5 p.m. on 99.9. Or there's another way you can listen if you miss it during the time that it's actually broadcast, is you could go to the WMIEFM.com website and you could click the button that says On Demand to be able to listen live to the program. So you could listen to the program when it's on, or you could go back and you could click on the program name, the date, and you could listen to previously broadcasted programs. You could also share those links with people who are outside of the immediate listening area. So if you have friends outside of Central Florida that you want to refer to the program, you could send them the link and they'll be able to access it from their phone or their computer to be able to actually listen to the program, to the archived program. So you could go back, you could listen to them again and again, pull the points, study the scriptures, and handle the word of God.
Yes.
It could become a reality. We do the word, and then it becomes a reality. We're able to handle it. We're able to touch it. It becomes tangible. Everything that has been made was made through the word.
Yes. And so, you know, before you go to bed at night, there's a good devotion time. You know, you can just go back on demand and listen to the program, and you get those scriptures. And you read, because now you're quiet, it's quiet time. And you read those scriptures, make your note as the Holy Spirit speak to you, because he's speaking to you. He's speaking to us here. And he's also speaking to you through the word, because there is no prophecy of scripture is only contained by one person. You see, it's for all of us. Every scripture is for all of us. It's not for one person. It's for all of us. And that's, you hear what the Bible says. It says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of the Lord God. It is good. This is what we like. It is good for all of us. So I can't just take it and say, oh, this is mine. Yeah, this is mine. This is Diane also. Okay? And that's Bill also. And that's for Joe also. The same passage of scripture. It's coming to all of us. Okay, Diane. Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage you to access the archived broadcast through the WMIEFM.com website. Because if you're listening in your car, you may not get the full program. Or you got other stuff going on. You got to get the kids in check. You got to watch for other drivers. You can't necessarily sit down and take notes and meditate on the word. So use that resource. It's a free resource to you.
Yeah.
It's been paid for.
Yeah.
And it's a free resource. It's there for you. So that's the WMIEFM.com website. When you get to the homepage, just right there in the middle, it says Listen Live. So once you click on that, you'll be able to go to the calendar to find previous really recorded programs, or that days will come up. And it's not just Make Your Day Count. It's all the programs that are recorded here at WMIE that are available for you to listen to. So all this week, we have been talking about connect in order to arise and shine. Our 4 points from the month of January was awake, reset, consider your ways, and connect in order to arise and shine. Yesterday, we were in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, and we read verses 1 through 8. Joshua, he had to awake from his mourning. He had to awake from his pity party. You know, God said, look, the days are up for your mourning.
Yeah.
It's time for you to reset. Get your focus in back on me. Reset. Get back in line with your purpose, what you have been called to do in the earth. Consider your ways. He told him, look, can't go by how you feel. Can't go by, you know, feeling like it's all over because Moses is gone. He said, consider your ways. You still have a way to be able to bring forth the plan and purpose. And that's by meditating on the word of God, doing the word of God. It will make your way prosperous. Moses wasn't the source. The word is the source. God is the source. So he told him to consider his ways. And then he gave him the directions in order to connect, in order to move forward. Starting at verse 10, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourself. For within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. So he's speaking with confidence. He's speaking with clarity. Where did he get this? From the word. He got this from the word. He knew exactly how to command, to commission the people, because he meditated on the word. He was operating with confidence. He said, hey, go check it out. In 3 days, we're going in. You know, when Moses sent them to go spy out the promised land, he didn't tell them go spy it out for 40 days. That's just how long they were there. There was no time frame on it. And a lot of times when we don't have a time frame on a goal, it ain't never going to happen. We have to put a time frame on it. Joshua put a time frame on it. He said, in 3 days, we are going in. Prepare provisions for yourself. 3 days, and we're crossing over this Jordan. We are possessing our promised land. Moses didn't give them a timeline. They went, sent the 12 spies to go check it out. They wandered around for 40 days. And they came back with a whole list of reasons why they could not do it. There was no timeline on their scouting. So Joshua, he specifically say 3 days. So we need to make sure that we're putting timelines on our goals, objectives, in order to meet the big goals. We have to be doing this thing with clarity, how God said to do it.
When God says it, and I believe it, I'll see it. Listen this morning, when God says it and I believe it, I will see it. I can see it until I believe it. When God says it, let me say again, when God says it and I hear it and I believe it, I will see it. So it has to follow in those sequence. That's the connection has to be made here. God says it. I hear it. Then I got to connect now. I got to believe it. How do I connect? Believe it. Once I believe it, I'll see it, because believing is acting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11 tells us, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So we have to decide the first part of the verse. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. So does the spirit of God dwell in you? You have to settle that.
Yes.
You have access. The spirit of God dwells in you.
Settle
you
that.
You have to settle it.
Yes.
So many times the devil will keep us in this wishy-washy, well, I'm not worthy, or I got this going on, so I don't think God's with me. No, your salvation is not wishy-washy like that. It's not 9 o'clock I'm saved, 9:15 I'm not saved, 9:20 I'm saved again, 9:24 I'm not saved. It's not wishy-washy like that. You know, that's what the enemy wants us to think. He wants our thinking to be twisted, thinking wickedly that God is against us. No, he says overly and over in this word, let us contend together. Settle it. We're on the same team. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. So we have to first believe Jesus dwells in me. The spirit of him dwells in me. Therefore, no situation in my life can remain dead because of the spirit that dwells in me. He gives life to my mortal body.
That's right. So once the spirit dwells in me, I can do because it quickened me to do. It quickened me to do. And you're going to hear us emphasize a lot this year. In 2023, that he's calling us to arise and do something. Arise, not just to get up, but to do something based upon his word. And early this week, we give the scripture from Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, where Jesus says, go ye therefore into all the world and teach all nation. Go and teach all nation what I have taught you. You have the ability to do that. Tell it to someone. So throughout this year, we are to connect to the plans and purposes of God. Connect to God's divine plan for humanity. God wants each and every person to come into full alignment to his word. God wants each and every person throughout the entire world to have the gift of grace, the gift of God's grace. Salvation is for all. For God so loved the what? The world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's the plan of God for all humanity to have everlasting life, and it is our duty to bring that gospel.
Let people know the good news.
Yeah.
Let them know. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Let people know. God's desire is for you to operate in total wholeness and health. People are beat down in the area of poor health, sickness, disease, dependency on medication, dependency on doctors. But God's desire is for your body to be whole. His desire is for you to have a satisfying life. Psalm chapter 91 tells us with long life, he satisfies us. So those words go together. With long life, he satisfies us. Not just a long, unsatisfying life.
No.
That's not his desire for us to live long but be unsatisfied. No, with long life, he satisfies us to be able to tell of his goodness in the land of the living. God's desire is for you to be 100% whole in your body. We have to command our body to operate in the perfection of which it was created. Every cell, every tissue, every organ of our body must operate in the perfection of which it was created. Command your body today. Make your
day
count. Thank
you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.